Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to this special breaking news update from Cowboy State Politics. I'm your humble correspondent, David Iverson, broadcasting from the depths of the Middle Swamp in Wyoming's capital of Cheyenne. Every once in a while, you come across news that isn't exactly new, it's just you haven't seen it before. Such is the case with a little article from a little-known publication called The Wyoming Truth. In reality, they've been around for a few years, publishing mostly puff pieces and human interest stories, and only a few cases of political journalism of any sort. And the article that I'm telling you about isn't about politics either. It's about a politician's wife, an artist over in Lander by the name of September Vey. The Wyoming Truth published an article March 15th of 2023, which was basically an interview with Ms. Vey. September Vey is married to Wyoming Representative Bob Nicholas. Nicholas, you might recall, is the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee and represents House District 7 in Laramie County. In order to be a member of the Wyoming House of Representatives, you have to have lived in the county or district that you're going to represent for at least the previous 12 months. That's in Article 3, Section 2 of the Wyoming Constitution. It's also listed in State Statute 225102. We learned from the Dan Zwanitzer situation, and if you're a longtime listener of Cowboy State Politics, you'll remember this, but Representative Dan Zwanitzer moved out of House District 43 into House District 10, and we were able to prove without a shadow of a doubt that Dan Zwanitzer no longer lived in his district. And under Wyoming statute, if a representative moves out of their district, it creates an immediate vacancy in the office. They don't even have to resign for the vacancy to be created. All they have to do is move out of it. Well, we proved that Dan Zwanitzer did that, and then the House of Representatives brushed that one underneath the carpet. But now, we might have a whole brand new Dan Zwanitzer situation, except this time, his name is Bob Nicholas, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. In that March 15th, 2023 article in the Wyoming Truth, which again, it's basically an interview with Ms. Vey, the author ends the article with, and I quote, "Today, Vey lives in Lander with her husband, Wyoming Representative Robert Nicholas of Laramie County. They've got two horses and a mini dachshund. How sweet." Now, as I mentioned, if you read the entirety of the article, it's basically an interview with Ms. Vey. So, evidently, Bob Nicholas's wife told the author, Amber Gibson, that she and her husband lived in Lander with their horses and their very cute mini dachshund. Those two towns are 272 miles apart and are definitely not in the same house district. Depending on how you count it, those two towns are at least nine house districts apart. This situation is a little bit different than the Dan Zwanitzer debacle. In that one, it was outside parties accusing Dan Zwanitzer of moving outside of his district. And of course, we had all sorts of documentation to back it up. But in Bob Nicholas's situation, it's his wife saying that he lives over in Lander. It is true that Bob Nicholas owns several different properties across the state. There's at least one in Cheyenne and a couple of different homes over in Lander. But again, it's his wife saying that she lives with him at their home in Lander with her cute little mini dachshund and horses. A totally different set of circumstances than the Dan Zwanitzer mess. What further complicates the matter is Bob Nicholas's ethics disclosure. It doesn't tell you anything. It does say that he has a business interest over in Riverton, and then a very innocuous comment that just says residential rental properties. It doesn't say where they're located. It doesn't say how many. It doesn't even say how much they're worth. Now, you would think that an ethics disclosure would give you a little bit of transparency into who it is that's representing you. Not in Bob's case, however. You have to do the homework yourself. September Vey, Nicholas's wife, is registered to vote in Fremont County, Wyoming. That's Lander, not in Laramie County, and certainly not House District 7, the one that Bob Nicholas now represents. Just like with the Dan Zwanitzer situation of him moving outside of his district, there are a lot of questions that Bob Nicholas needs to answer. In the end, Bob Nicholas really only has two choices. One, that his wife is mistaken and that he doesn't live with her over in Lander. Or B, that he doesn't live in Laramie County and certainly doesn't live in his District 7, the one that he was elected to represent. Either way, Bob Nicholas has some explaining to do. Well, that'll do it for this quick breaking news update on Cowboy State politics. You definitely do not want to miss tomorrow's installment of the program. I have yet another explosive breaking story that I'm going to tell you about. Trust me, my friends, it's big, and you definitely don't want to miss it. But for now, from the depths of the Middle Swamp in Wyoming's capital of Cheyenne, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.